Thank you, Chairman. I would have two brief things to say because a great deal has already been said. I'd like to stress the importance of maintaining the idea of Mother Earth in the preamble. It's a wide-reaching but very deep concept. And as has already been said, there is a raft of standards that acknowledge the term Mother Earth. But beyond that, we need to continue to insist that within the human rights system, we, instead of having a monocultural outlook, have a pluricultural outlook. And it is important that that concept be enshrined in the preamble. Next, as for the Argentine suggestion regarding food sovereignty in the preamble, I think that although the Argentinian government has been a co-sponsor or a friend to the declaration, I would dare to perhaps suggest a few things that might help to really bolster the importance of this concept within the region and the country itself. Some things have already been mentioned, but in the specialized meeting of Mercosur on family agriculture, there was a great deal of discussion and negotiation on food sovereignty, particularly the technical roundtable on family agriculture and peasants, in which not only did we establish the concept of food sovereignty, but it was considered as one of the goals to be achieved in the framework of the Mercosur agreements. In addition, as part of the Parliamentary Unit Against Hunger in Latin America and the Caribbean, this was worked upon. And in 2016, there was a document issued that was a study on food sovereignty from this parliamentary branch or parliamentary group in Latin America and the Caribbean. All of the countries in that region had parliamentary representatives that worked on this concept. So there's a wide-reaching interinstitutional understanding of the term. Finally, the tool that perhaps will be most helpful is the national law on the history of family agriculture in Argentina. This was adopted in 2014 in Argentina, and in Article 1, it refers to how family agriculture is of public interest. It's a public good because of its contribution to the security and the food sovereignty of the people, because they practice means of production that are sustainable. And in Article 2 of the same piece of legislation, it mentions how a priority goal is to increase food sovereignty. And in the same legislation in Article 3, it says that these are general objectives of the law. And in subparagraph C, it says that it should contribute to the food sovereignty of the nation by promoting agricultural production. I think those aspects will perhaps be useful for you to understand why it's important.